Greetings once again, pilgrims walking with Jesus during the month of June. It's Pastor Bob, and we are ready for episode 16 of John in June, and it's June 20th. And here we are. We've come to the 11th chapter of the Gospel of John in June. All right. And we're ready for some action. Ready to see another event in the life of Jesus as portrayed by John in his gospel. A major event. And then some more teaching today. And we're going to go all the way from verse 1 in chapter 11 all the way through verse 44. 1 through 44. 44 verses today. So let's get ready. Let's get ready spiritually. Shove the world aside. Stick it in a garbage bag and put it off to the shelf in the garage until we need it again. Maybe, maybe not. Clear our mind and center our hearts on God. This is the most important 44 verses you'll hear today. So you want to make sure you get every one of them and absorb them. Got the candle going today, the votive, got the three ginger tea with a little bit of milk. Looks like a sunny, warm day today, so dress lightly, strap those sandals on. Here we go. Chapter 11. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sister sent a message to Jesus, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." But when Jesus heard it, he said, "This illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you, and are you going there again?" And Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble, because they see the light of this world. But those who walk at night stumble, because the light is not in them." After saying this, he told them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to awaken him." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will be all right." Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought that he was referring merely to sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now, Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face unwrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." One of the most amazing days in the walk with Jesus through the Gospel of John, the day when he went back to Bethany to raise his friend Lazarus from the tomb. A human resurrection, literally, before the Messiah is resurrected in the days to come. Meaning that resurrection is not just a one-time event for the Son of God, but a continuous spiritual reality for all who know Jesus. So much to reflect on from today, right? Sitting down this evening, we think about what has happened, what Jesus has taught us, why. What does it all mean? But before we start, he's coming over one more time with some final words for today that he'd like us to keep locked in our heart closely. "I speak to you continually. My nature is to communicate, though not always in words. I fling glorious sunsets across the sky day after day after day. I speak in the faces and voices of loved ones. I caress you with a gentle breeze that refreshes and delights you. I speak softly in the depths of your spirit, where I have taken up residence. You can find me in each moment, when you have eyes that see and ears that hear. Ask my spirit to sharpen your spiritual eyesight and hearing. I rejoice each time you discover my presence. Practice looking and listening for me during quiet intervals. Gradually, you will find me in more and more of your moments. You will seek me and find me when you seek me above all else. Amen. Jesus is always with us, always communicating with us, all around us. It's His world. Amen. Well, that concludes our daily devotion for today. And I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. One announcement for the good of the congregation, if you haven't heard, we have postponed our outdoor worship service for tomorrow to a later date to be determined. But we just have decided not to hurry into this thing called congregational worship and continue to be with each other virtually and spiritually in a way that perhaps is even deeper and more effective at this time. And so rest assured, we will follow the lead of the Spirit and look for our Sunday Sabbath service at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, as usual, and then we'll email that out later on Sunday to all of you. Until then, may you be blessed by the presence of the Holy Spirit.